Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Hello, why did we do that? Change it, you know, just you and me. And it's August 14, 2016. And it's the third live hour of a three-hour live program on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org. Probably will go down in history as one of the best freelance networks that stayed around and had a chance for all of us to contribute. Call the number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And the finish off sentence before the break is that I forgot to mention about the future war connected to the water is the grid. The grid in the new storage elements on the overseas, on the storage of energy, will not make it back into the United States, even though the research is there to have been formulated in the real world. Storage of energy by IBM. Guess who got the tip to be able to work that? It was Hillary Clinton. Give me 10%, IBM. I'll give you $40 billion on the cup. On the cuff. You think about that one. We got Dave from New Jersey. I hope it's New Jersey. Dave from New Jersey? Hello, Dave. Oh, okay. Well, when Dave is ready, why bring him back on? One of the things that happened in terms of reusable water treatment systems, as standards. In other words, if you have, you can have on-site residential or commercial water use treatment systems. These new government standards, of course, for gray water, particularly, and of course the reusable water that are going to be forced upon people, and you should reject it. That's my private view. This is on the call. The wastewater, as is called gray water and black water, are also being reused. And I talked about last Sunday about there are some places, there's some places even in Colorado, where they don't want to call it wastewater anymore because it's a product. So they have auctions. And to sell that like a carbon credit. So in other words, you buy within that auction and in terms of the amount of contaminated aquifer, and then you put it into a dry land sale, sell the dry land and change that money and buy actual good aquifer which has not been contaminated by fracking. as it stands now, that those particular transactions they're not giving all to the public are running into billions and billions of dollars. I can remember a beautiful place that alfalfa for the cows, be able to have a place for the horses, destroyed by fracking. I still hold that image that was there, but that'll never make it. Toilet to table to tap was my phrase. It, of course, had been said by other people afterward, but, of course, this is the direction it's going as terms of the reusable wastewater. The idea of gray water is essentially excluding the toilet flushing wastewater, which they're calling black water in the government, but it's really it's another term. In other words, the gray water influent can only have a measurement of, let's say, a 30-day average chemically. In other words, you can have what's called the cage-all nitrogen. The reason it's called cage-all, because that's the scientists that developed how to measure nitrogen, and that runs about 3 to 5 micrograms per liter as a required range. Of course, if that goes out and it turns to gray water and mixes with the toilet water and increases the nitrogen coming out of the soil, you are now talking a form of what the government wishes to call, let's see, the government is no longer going to be called a government anymore, by the way, so that you'll know. This election's about that, too. Let's see. Well, it'd be the chemical that the, quote, government is trying to hide, but they admit it's there. It's the polyfluoroalkyl and the polyfluoroalkyl substances, which are hazardous chemicals and are carcinogenic. There are immunotoxins and toxicants, which are in the drinking water. It's running, as it stands now, contaminated with toxins. When I started on air with chloramine caused health damage, there were a maximum in terms of trial methane and disinfectant byproducts that ran about 1,200. We have now as close to the total amount as about 9,000. The government puts out their BS programs and puts the shell game. It's like, well, $750 billion Obama's put in to infrastructure. Of course, there's not much goes to water. I think it's running around $350 billion, but he shell games that. It never reaches as it should. They say it does in the terms of the thing, and the people who get the money, they go through their song and dance, and that's just to cover up where the money's going. So that being said, if you remember, 4 years ago, I took up the Texas and Oklahoma as an amicus curiae brief on the water, how Texas was stealing the water from Oklahoma. And, of course, that's now has got a resolution. But the water rights dispute are based upon the determinations of in the settlement with the Chickasaw and the Chickasaw Nations, and there were approximately 100 and some amicus curiae briefs in there, and the agreement by the government was to take our amicus curiae brief and the water resource issue with the Chickasaw and the Choctaw Indians. It includes a system of what's called lake level release restrictions, and which the reservation has won in this dispute. It's a bitter battle. It's lasted Chlorine caused health damage was part of the Amicus Curiae brief, where I exposed the most contaminated water state in the Union is Texas, not because they're asking for that, but that's because they need water for the other side of, you know, for growing the cows at that time. But the idea, they went, you know, they did oil because it's there, and there's nothing wrong with that. But to take out the 1830 treaty, it's called Dancing Rabbit Creek, which gave the authority to the Czechoslovaks and water in their jurisdiction. So the state argued that the tribes were ignoring that 1866 pact, in which they gave up certain rights after backing the Confederates in the Civil War. And here comes the point. And this is why we don't speak with forked tongue here on Parker Pathways, and we're not out to play games. The whole thing is the thing, if you have children, where they 3 to 4 to 9 years old, using the same simple conflict of water in a faucet shape of a toilet, and you have those same children going to summer camp to learn how to be a protester for Black Lives Matter. So in other words, you can see what ingrained it's like. The Vice President Biden said with Al Sharpton at the cabinet meeting after Ferguson, it's the end of white people. And that is not a joke. That's not an off comment. That's part of the real platform. It's like Hillary Clinton saying, well, about the Second Amendment, if it's a constitutional right, you got to take a look, baby, at the 16th Amendment and find out where the allocation of the funds were. But you see, that Civil War was based upon protection of people in this country from the other side. People can go and talk about their dissertations of industrial complex if they wish, because there were conflicts in terms of product, cotton versus metal. Well, where do you think the water came in the issue of the Civil War? You go to the Smithsonian Institute, where you're going to see the spot where they're going to put my what is called a doomsday water clock on the potable water on this earth. It gets placed there next year. Okay? And the thing comes down to the fact where I have, in terms of the timeline, the real world water. We're not talking about the BS water. We're not talking about the virtual water. We're talking about the human beings that were fought for to get that water to put for the survival of the United States of America. And the president knew it at that time. So the current fight of the 2011 Oklahoma City, they sought rights to the water of the southeastern Oklahoma Reservoir, Sardis Lakes. And they filed that suit, and that's where yours truly and Parker Pathways became involved. And I plan to give all the credit in terms of having that platform to RBN for exposing Texas and the corruption and the kind of the payoff for the Confederates in the Civil War, and taking the reservation Indian Chickasaw water for the drilling of their fracking. And in 2013, the Supreme Court, the United States, ruled at the Oklahoma's favor, and that suit filed by the Turret Regional Water District in North Texas that sought access to the southern Oklahoma and southeastern tributaries of the Red River that separates the two states. Keep in mind, United States, not according to Obama, and that's my biggest argument with Obama. I got a lot of arguments with Obama. The overseeing and the fact, sending kids to the Black Lives Matter. Where in the hell have you been, fella? All matters. Go to a hospital and find out. People trying to save your life. Yeah, sure, they don't care if what the physician is, what color the skin is. No, I'm mad as hell, and I shouldn't even be talking about it on the air. You know, I'm just getting started to tell you. If I were to tell you everything, you know, you would have to make another cup of coffee or another shot of whiskey if you drink it. And those cupcake females out there that are called dinks, excuse me. Wait till they find out. They got to do it on their own merit. And these young millennial men who are wearing feminized fashions, I think you better find, you know, well, go your own way. I'm not going to tell you what the hell to do, but I'm going to tell you something. The surprise you're in for, you better vote right. In 2010, the officials in New Mexico settled a 1966 lawsuit involving that 2,500 defendants, involving the four Native American Pueblos and the non-American residents in northern Santa Fe County. And all I was trying to do was to be friendly to Santa Fe County and think, oh, yeah, that's great. And, bless those people. You know, the officials settled that involving the 2,500 defendants, involving that four Native American Pueblos, giving back their water. That's why I brought it up in terms of the Gila Valley water supply. So this all breeds in, see? In other words, this all breeds into the patent office on allowing the it's called the inter partes review proceedings, which has been allowed under the American Invents Act, under the act where the aqua products decision of the water, the proposed amendments, the substitute claims in the federal circuit, and the Federal Circuit is granted in what's called in bloc. Rehearing requests ask these parties to focus on the burdens for who challenges the water. See, in an inter partes review, a third party can sue after 9 months of issuing a patent that there's a reasonable likelihood that one of the claims may not be valid. And what's happening is the aqua products, in terms of the water and the products they make, things like robot pool cleaners and vacuum cleaners and propulsion systems, they had a motion to amend their challenge to their patent. So Aqua Products moved to amend those three claims they had, the limitations that were found in these other, not found in these other claims. The patent board agreed that the claims were satisfied in the formal requirements. This is called Section 316D. But they refused to enter the amendment, finding that what's called the patentee motion had failed to show that substitute claims were distinguishable over the prior art. And the prior art's necessary. In other words, you find that's how you have a claim. You find out if you have an improvement over the prior art that's been done. That's the purpose of a patent and in terms of defining the claim. Guess who paid Aqua and Zodiac to settle the underlying infringement case and take over the water supply of one-third of the United States? Come on, boys and girls. Who is it? Hillary Clinton. So you got to understand, while the head shakes and the eyes move and they keep her wrapped, you have at the same time the Central Command report for the House report for ISIS was not quite digitally correct. Short, 700 fighter pilots, and you need 4,000 people. I just wanted, you'll see what the connection is as we go along. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and thank you for being with Parker Pathways.
You, your your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Running a little short of time. I want to get everybody in. We have Dave has returned from New Jersey. Dave, are you there? We have a whole line of calls, so I want to get you in.
I'm here now, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Thank you for calling. Thank you for your call.
Oh, great.
Calling back.
Yes, sir. May the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Dr. Parker, I'd like to give you a quote. I'd like to start out with that by Leo Tolstoy, who, in my opinion, is the greatest philosopher of the modern age. And the quote is this: the truth is that the state is a conspiracy designed not only to exploit, but above all, to corrupt its citizens. Henceforth, I shall never serve any government anywhere. I'd like to have your comments on that quote and your opinion, sir.
Truth is to corrupt, right?
Well, it's the truth is that the state is a conspiracy, designed not only to exploit, but above all, to corrupt its citizens.
Yeah,
and he also says, henceforth, I shall never serve any government anywhere.
Yeah, I know. And the thing is that I remember that years ago in college, you had to read, you know, these very thought-provoking people, and Tolstoy, of course, was very thought-provoking. And I, if you look around from where it is, I remember when I started, I was talking about having a grand jury of science and technology. And that was nine some years ago, and working it through and then piecing it together as we go along. Of course, there's a movement afoot now where on the debates coming up from Hillary and Trump, that they have some kind of science evidence as an example of the knowledge base, you know, to be able to discuss something. I've just given you three examples of Hillary corruption and two examples of Trump corruption because that's their truth. And the thing comes down to the fact that truth to me is everybody says, well, we got to have a hypothesis. And we got to find out if this is true or false before we make an assumption. It's like if a condition is satisfied in Fortran algorithm in computers, it's called the if-then or else. In other words, the else meaning is false. And, of course, the patent office says, well, business people can have algorithms to make stock decisions. And essentially, that's what they had. Well, their truth is now gone to artificial intelligence. See? So, in other words, we have, and also we have a basis of what the truth is in terms of how it's perceived. Now, you've got the third level, and here's where we get your profound question by Tolstoy, is that people, I think, in my private view, Dave, they walk around with their own truth. In other words, if you ask them, who is the Vice President of the United States, they found that 80% of the people they asked, they didn't know. They... In other words, their truth, was based on the, you know what I mean? That is based on the idea of the word goes. And a lot of people, in fact, even in the listenership, there are people that are just learning about the Constitution of the United States. So, in other words, and because they haven't been exposed to it in their lifetime, they may be much older, they may be much younger, but the point is that they haven't developed that truth yet. In other words, they haven't had that knowledge.
Yes. I think what Tolstoy was getting at, because he is a very famous Christian anarchist, was that all governments are essentially evil and designed to corrupt. So for us to serve a government is to serve an evil entity. And incidentally, I don't think that it's a coincidence that Hillary Clinton's vice presidential pick is named Cain. I think you might have mentioned something like about that earlier, about the line of Cain.
Yeah.
And I also believe, I don't know, maybe you're of a different opinion on this. I believe that Hillary Clinton...
You want to have... you just stick with me for a minute. I'll go with you. Remember, we're talking here between you and I. Listen, in the world today... you can't look upon a vice president the way you did years ago. You have to have a very strong person. That guy, I wouldn't even elect to the city council. Not because he's a Democrat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Very weak. Very weak. Listen, Dave, I'm with you 100%. I really am. And you call it again, and it's a good call. Thank you for calling back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer.
This is Parker Pathways, and we have a lot of callers, and I want to make sure I get as many callers in as I can. We have Steve from Virginia. Thank you for waiting, Steve.
Yes, thank you very much. I just had a question. Is there any way to get an accurate accounting of Hillary's health? You know, we've heard these different views on it lately, and if she did for some reason have to drop out of the race, as far as lawfully speaking, who would there be somebody who would move into that position? I'm saying, you know, before the election.
Well, from the contacts that I have in the government, Tolstoy's government, by the way, based upon Dave from New Jersey, who astutely mentioned that. she has no intention of dropping out of the race. She has bodyguards who have injectional syringes of diazepam for seizures, who follow them around, and his whole job is to give her an injection in the neck in case she has another pre-epileptic seizure. She will not give up her medical records because that's where that's at. Bill Clinton, of course, has told Confidence that, you know, when she had her brain injury, it took her almost 6 months to come back. Mm-hmm. But you see, you cannot make a diagnosis, Steve, for that. Without more medical information. If you look at the films, it looks like what's called a post-epileptic posterior spinal intrusion is what it looks like, based upon the eye, the way the eyes move in opposite directions when she's in the seizure. But the thing is that who steps in? I'm going to give you a private view now. I think that I don't know who they're going to put in. I know Biden's in the wings, but also they have some real nasty communist people out of the Senate. They're known communists. I mean, they're real communists. And Harry Reid has said, well, let's give Trump false information on his security briefs because we don't want him to function. In other words, to be reckless, you see. That's Harry Reid that says this, okay? Now, the thing is, the idea of Hillary, they're denying that she has any kind of motor sensory cognitive impairments. So that's the setting. Now, who they put in, if they have somebody come in, as I said, I don't know, but Biden's in the wings. But you have another issue. It was said, in the, Obama always said, in that at the end, coming into his into second term, it's the way he said it, Trump will never be president. And he said it several times, and you tell by the look, you know?
Yeah.
And he may be theatrical when he says it to try to intimidate people and shove and jive and shove people up the rear end with his bullshit. Excuse me, but, I mean, you know, I'm not supposed to say that. But, you know, he uses the executive orders. Executive order, he can take over. You understand?
Yes.
Illegally, you know? And so the thing, and that's being discussed. Okay, and so they're not going to write about that because the press is in the tank for Hillary and they're covering. They have people out here who count fact checks on how many times somebody talks about her health. What was it? 2 weeks ago, I think it was about 20 times on Trump. Every day they're talking about his speech pattern. I mean,
yeah,
like he's some kind of damn idiot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the whole thing comes down to the fact that the fix is in. They'll carry her in. My private view is if she becomes elected president, this is private, but I don't think you'll see her. She'll have that incompetent, manipulative male for her vice president. That's my private view. That's my real private view. I think he's a stooge, a weak personality, to take over, to take her orders. That's my private view. I have nothing to back that on, you know? And I'm not kidding. And, no, we're in a lot of trouble, see?
Yeah.
We're in a lot of trouble.
Do you foresee problems with the voting fraud?
Absolutely. Listen, that was what Obama gave Hillary, was his computer fix.
Yeah.
They don't hide that back on the Beltway. They don't hide that. Remember, I keep talking about that black lady. I voted five times, and she's a pollster, you know. She's running. Remember that? And I knew that is a federal offense, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Trump's right. You know, you got to have monitors because these people, they're going for the broke. They're going because this is the end of America. We're not talking about an election to have freedom. We're talking about saving America by somehow, you know?
Yeah.
And the best that you can say, in my private view about Trump, I don't give a damn about his income tax thing. That's just a thing by Romney to put one over on him and saying, well, if he's really, he said it last week, if he's really a big shot, why we want to see his income tax. I don't give a damn about his income tax. I want to know if the guy's going to be alive to shake things up.
Right.
See?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because if you
do not shake things up, these people have been on a ride. I'll give you a thought that goes with your thinking. Why would 17 people run for presidential office in the Republican Party, and those people folded like a limp palm leaf. And you would think they know something. Like the guy from Ohio, he says, well, I hope God tells me what my path is. His path was to hold Ohio out to become a nominee. So what is he talking to God about? In other words, these people know something. Why
yeah.
would Cruz go up there in front of the Republican convention and jam Trump by saying vote your conscience? Of course, that's the House of Representatives guy that did that too. You see, and he just won his district in Wisconsin. So the thing,
they
know something. They know something. And the thing is, they would never fold. These people are hungry. And why would the Bush fella, $10 million, and he sits there on the couch like he's watching the ball game, not doing a damn thing. See?
Yeah. That was
they
a surprise
something.
There. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
You're right. Yeah.
You know, that's just my opinion. That's just my opinion, I swear to God. Steve, I gotta go. But I'm glad you called, and you know it. We have Chris from Las Vegas. Chris from Las Vegas, I hope you're still there, Chris.
Oh, Dr. Nguyen, copious greetings of love, appreciation, and special thanks for giving me such a great honor today in particular.
3 hours to you, Chris. 3 hours to you, and that's where we are.
The 3 hours are to the truth, Dr. Nguyen, because we're spirit brothers searching for the truth, not anti-truth haters like some of those that you were just talking about.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton slipped up. She slipped up the other day, and she actually spoke the truth, and I caught it. She said that words matter. Words are the fabric of thoughts, and they do matter. However, whenever she was speaking, I mean, she's a perpetual, habitual, serial liar, a professional liar. She's an attorney, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
And from the Rose Law Firm, she's also a demoness from a long line of witches from her Rotten Roots. Her Rotten Roots, I guess, is more accurate.
I mean, when she was in Arkansas?
And, yes, indeed. I think she thinks she's ISIS, from what I'm able to discern. Of course, Bill Clinton gave a backhanded remark in his rhetorical, the law of rhetoric says one must lie in order to speak the truth, reference to, it depends upon the meaning of is, which the meaning of is in his world, is ISIS.
That's right.
And so, you were talking about the cross-border macro-aggression wars on water issues between Texas and Oklahoma, and I happen to have actually lived in both those states, and I'm well aware of the cross-border ethnocentric rivalries, OU in Nebraska, OU in Texas, many of those in the Big Eight.
Yeah, well, that was a big case.
And the Aggie jokes and the Okie jokes that went back and forth. In fact, they used to say, the reason that Texas doesn't fall in the ocean is because Oklahoma sucks.
Now that's priceless. I wish the hell I'd had that on the Amherst tour I briefed for the water. That's great. I love it.
Well, that goes back a few years, but you know, the reference that your fellow from New Jersey, Dave, I think it was, made about the etymology of words, and in particular the word term government. There are those who profess that the actual etymologic meaning of the word from govern means to control, regulate, or dominate, and mentum means the mind. And there are those that suggest that G, standing for gold, Gamaliel, or Gehenna, over men, and that T on the end looks close to a Syrian sword, standing for the sword of Ha-Shatan or Satan. And there are underpinnings in the District of Criminals that have Masonic references that speak to the secret societies of the Order of the Craft, the Hood, having strong influences on the creation of this country that we cannot ignore. Albert Pike, who brought Freemasonry or Masonry to this country. And, of course, Stalin said that if we tell a lie over and over again, people will begin to believe it. That goes back to Edwin Bernays. And these mimetics, or mimetics, which suck the life out of people and the blood and the wealth out of them for me, are very, very dangerous. And the repetition of a lie doesn't make it true. It just dupes some people who don't think for themselves into not asking the right questions. When they claim and profess that God is speaking to them, the correct critical thinking question to ask is, which God is speaking to them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's the way that symbol in the bill meant, you know? You know what I mean?
And lastly, Dr. Wynn, if there's some way that you can convey to me either the citations or the information from your Amici so that I can learn from them, I will try to carry on in the event that you may not be able to. But thank you for all you have done, are doing, and will do in perpetuity by the good works you've done on this planet forever.
Thank you.
God bless America, and God bless you, Dr. Wynn, my spirit brother. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Chris. We have a caller, Mark from Florida. Hello, Mark. Thank you very much for waiting, Mark.
I don't mind at all. I just had a short question. Are you familiar with the federal form SF-95 claim for damage, injury, or death that a man or woman files upon a government agency or actor to initiate an administrative process to receive compensation for damages?
That comes out of the workman's comp law. And it was used by OSHA for a long time. What's the deal with
would it be proper to use and file upon an actor for damaging the groundwater and your property and the loss of livestock and things like that and crops?
Absolutely. You know why? Because it's intangible property of which you own, which you depend on for your sustenance.
Okay, and have you participated in the processing of such forms and the carrying
through of it? Oh, I would not touch it. No, I know all about it, but I am more interested in personal injury from the water, which is in the workman's comp situation, and the eminent domain of taking the water and adding the chemicals. The form there is actually excellent for the persona, in other words, the plaintiff, to be able to be to a definite defendant who has standing.
Great. Thank you, Doctor.
Yeah. By the way, thank you very much for calling, Mark. We have a in the process of how you determine the risk of dying before reaching the mid-80s is 84% higher in men with a weaker bite than with a stronger bite. This is a study that's come out of Japan. And, of course, if you have, a genetic determination of telomeres that of the chromosome type, you know, the chromosome has the end of the chromosome of the telomere, which by the way is considered a junk chromosome by scientists. That's another thing that falls into what Dave from New Jersey was talking about. But actually it's a very important form of life. You can determine it gets shorter, or you determine your length of death. time frame. And the most important thing for getting IBs, you got to think, was to find out what the bite is. Yeah? So, of course, in my case, I got a good bite, which is quite remarkable. And, I'm very happy about that. But the theory is that the low bite force may be a sign of a muscular skeletal decline. And you're not going to try to improve the bite by a bunch of vitamins. I'll tell you that right now. I'd have another statement if I had time. We'll see you in the last 4 minutes of Park and Pathway.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Hello, this is Parker Pathways, and I have one more caller that I want to make sure I get in. Minerva from New Mexico. Hello, Minerva.
Yes, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Oh, excellent. I'm so glad I got on. And thank you for a wonderful show, and I would also like to thank the station for having more appropriate advertising than they used to.
Oh,
in alignment right with your program. Gotten much better.
That's nice. Yeah. We're not shooting guns all over the place, yeah.
Exactly. And killing animals that are going extinct.
Particularly deer.
Yeah.
You don't want to kill deer.
Well, there was a time and a place for that. What I wanted to bring up today real briefly for people, which is something very easy to do, is regarding alkaline diets, because our American diet is so terribly acidic, and that really can impair all of our major systems, our organ, digestion, skin, injury, our autoimmune system. It can promote free radicals, and this is something I've learned about recently, and I didn't always understand what, acidic foods versus alkaline foods. I thought, lemon's acidic. Well, it's got, citric acid, but it's actually alkaline. It's very good. It's how our body breaks it down. So there are a lot of good charts out there. Some of them are not so good, but a very, very simple thing for people to do is just to buy these pH testing tapes. I know you've talked about these on the show before, but you just urinate for like 2 seconds on this little piece of tape, and they last forever. They have a little color chart on the back, and they can tell you right away if you're way too acidic or if you're alkaline. Mm-hmm. And we're supposed to be in our diet creating... Mm-hmm. Eating 80% alkaline and only 20% acidic, and if you look at the foods, most of us aren't getting that, and it can cause depression and just a great number of mm-hmm. physical issues, very serious ones, and also happiness. Happiness is alkaline. Being in nature is alkaline.
Right.
And having stress and anxiety and worry are all acid, and you can regulate that also with these little testing tapes if you're going
through
issues.
Right.
Yeah, it's a very easy thing for people to do. And these little tapes are about $8 or $9 or something, but they last forever. They last a really long time. So you can do it 2 or 3 times a day, because I always thought I ate very, very well, but the first time I took this, I was quite acidic. So just by shifting a few foods around, avoiding some things, got back in balance, feel much better. So I just wanted to put the word out there for people.
That's beautiful, yeah. The way I kind of alluded that to the corticotin axis that I talked about in the first hour. And this fits in perfectly with what you're talking about. And, I should be on an alkaline diet for the rest of my life, actually, when the kind of stress I'm under. So,
we all should be, really.
With
the quality of food out there, it's just awful.
I know, particularly with the water contamination. Well, listen, right. Minerva, that's the end of my program. And, you know how I enjoy having you on air. You have a lot of knowledge, and you got a lot of love in your knowledge. And
thank you. That's all of you.
So you call again,
thank
will you?
Thank you, Dr. Parker.
This is Parker Pathways on RBN. You support RBN and listen to Parker Pathways 10 to 1 Central Time next week on Sunday. And bless the troops and support the station. And thank you for listening.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.